Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, celebrating, continue to celebrate our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Chad Moutre is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, National Association of Manufacturers. He's the chief economist over there, NAM.org, right, Chad?
That is correct.
Can they find your report there?
They can, and also go to shopfloor.org, which is our blog, and I put stuff up on there regularly. It's a nice resource forever.
Absolutely. Shopfloor.com?
.org.
.org. Shopfloor.org. So check that out for Chad's blog. It's outstanding. You'll see what's going on in the hard goods side of the marketplace especially. So, Chad, I want to talk about the impact of energy on the location of manufacturing. So I was talking to one of my energy experts, and they've been going, this is a regional group, they've been going overseas and saying, hey, why would you ship energy over here and build your stuff over here and then ship your products over there? Why not just build your stuff over there on top of the energy? Why not build your factory on top of the natural gas, sit it right on top of the natural gas field, manufacture it there, drive it around the corner to the customers? Why not do it that way? And it's working. What do you think?
That's definitely true. I mean, I talked in the first segment there about this, how manufacturing is much more competitive in recent years, and I think a large part of that is energy, right? Like when we had the pullback in energy in 2015 and 2016 because of where prices went, not shockingly, you saw the manufacturing sector also weaken in that
time. Well, the Obama administration declared war on energy, basically. On carbon, it declared war on carbon. It declared specific war on coal, and they were anti-carbon all the way around, no question about it. That didn't make anybody excited. But now America has become a net exporter, haven't they? Haven't we?
We have, and I think by 2020 we'll be selling. You know, we're continuing to be one of the best and the largest energy producers in the world.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's turned. There's the dividends, the peace dividend, the economic geopolitical leverage that gives us, the manufacturing leverage that gives us. I mean, when we still have a vibrant consumer economy, and as you know, as we've all talked about, some of my demographers say that if the Western Hemisphere, North and South, wanted to, we could sort of just live off of ourselves. We could just exist without anybody else. And when you got this hemisphere consuming and the ability to create as much with all the energy we have, we should be dominant on the planet for a long time.
And that's had huge spin-off effects, say, for chemicals, right? The chemical sector is booming right now, and a large part of why it's booming is because natural gas prices are where they are.
Yep.
Much more inexpensive to produce chemicals in the U.S. than anywhere else in the world.
Yep.
And we had $1.5 trillion in foreign direct investment in manufacturing in 2016,
wow,
the highest ever.
Wow.
The bulk of that increase that we've seen recently has been in chemicals. So there's spin-off effects here from energy that are huge for manufacturing.
And again,
it's made us much more competitive.
And this kind of investment and deployment of resources, Chad, it's not a little car delivering a sack of money. It's a train. Once it gets started, it's laid out for a long time. These are long-term plans, aren't they, Chad? I mean, this isn't something that they're going to start and stop in a six-month period. Once they get this train rolling, it's going to keep rolling, isn't it?
These aren't shovel-ready projects. These are huge projects
well
that take
said.
Years to get going. Manufacturers invest for the long term.
And so
turning that ship around is slow, but once it happens, it happens, and this is the direction we're going in for the next few years.
And the energy component of this in the United States. That's a long-term thing. This is verified fines. This is verified inventory of energy that we know is in the ground that we can go and get at will.
That's true. And again, that stabilization we've seen in the energy market really has helped the overall economy, especially right. 2017.
And think about the geopolitical impact that's going to have as we deal with Russia, as we deal with China. It couldn't happen at a better time, could it?
Yeah, that's right. Put those in a better place.
Yeah, absolutely. And to better people, right? What's good for America is good for the world. That's the story I'm sticking to. Hey, Chad, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Chad Moutray, ladies and gentlemen, National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. What is it? What is that blog address again?
It's shopfloor.org.
There it is, shopfloor.org. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.